Welcome. Tabitha's the house. You won't be able to see me, but that's okay. I want to begin by praying over our prayer wall behind me. So everyone bow your head. Tonight I want to talk to you about the significance of the altar. The altar plays a big role in our walk with the Lord. We're going to open up by reading the first 14 verses of Genesis 22. You can just mute it. Mute the computer. There you go. Genesis 22, verses 1 through 14. Sometime later, God tested Abraham's faith. And I think Amos is at the moment. Sometime later, God tested Abraham's faith. Abraham, God called. Yes, he replied, here I am. Take your son, your only son, yes, Isaac, whom you love so much, and go to the land of Moriah. Go and sacrifice him as a burnt offering on one of the mountains which I will show you. The next morning, Abraham got up early. He saddled his donkey and took two of his servants with him, along with his son Isaac. Then he chopped wood for a fire for a burnt offering and set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day of their journey, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. Stay here with the donkey, Abraham told the servants. The boy and I will travel a little farther. We will worship there and then we will come right back. Abraham placed the wood for the burnt offering on Isaac's shoulder while he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them walked on together, Isaac turned to Abraham and said, Father, yes, my son, Abraham replied. We have the fire and the wood, the boy said, but where is the sheep for the burnt offering? God will provide a sheep for the burnt offering, my son, Abraham answered, and they both walked on together. When they arrived at the place where God had told him to go, Abraham built an altar and arranged the wood on it. Then he tied his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on the top of the wood. And Abraham picked up the knife to kill his son as a sacrifice. At that moment, the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham, here I am. Yes, Abraham replied, here I am. Don't lay a hand on the boy, the angel said. Do not hurt him in any way. For now I know that you truly fear God. You have not withheld from me even your son, your only son. Then Abraham looked up and saw a ram caught by its horns in a thicket. So he took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering in place of his son. Abraham named the place Yahweh Yireh, which means the Lord will provide. To this day, people still use that name as a proverb. On the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided.
I know the portion of the Bible.
I love this portion of the Bible.
The Greek has so much meaning.
Because it has so much meaning.
When you jump below the surface.
When you dip below the surface.
You will learn a lot.
You will learn a lot.
And that's what I want to talk to you about tonight.
And that's what I want to talk to you about tonight.
Now, let's talk about the Desert Oil.
Let's talk about
the Desert Oil.
This a little while.
The first point I want to make.
The first point I want to make.
Is out of verse 1.
Is out of verse 1. Sometime later, God tested Abraham's faith.
Abraham, we're going to call yes, here I am.
Abraham, God called. Yes, he replied, here I am.
Abraham knew. The voice of God.
Abraham knew the voice of God.
And he responded right away with yes. Here I am.
And he responded right away with yes, here I am.
That's powerful.
That's powerful.
We see this another time.
We see this another time.
In Isaiah.
In Isaiah.
And I won't go into that tonight.
And I won't go into that tonight.
Not one day I will not do know the voice of God that well.
One day I'd like to know the voice of God that well.
I'm not there yet by any means.
I'm not there yet by any means. But there's always hope. Amen.
Now, Abraham has total faith in God.
Abraham had total faith in God.
That's your good verse.
Let's look at verses 3 through 5. The next morning, Abraham got up early. He saddled his donkey and took two of his servants with him, along with his son Isaac. Then he chopped wood for a fire for a burnt offering and set out for the place God had told them about. On the third day of their journey, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. Stay here with the donkey, Abraham told the servants. The boy and I will travel a little farther. We will worship there, and then we will come right back.
There are some
gold nuggets here.
I want to point out to you tonight in these few verses.
That I want to point out to you tonight in these few verses.
In verse 4, the third day.
In verse 4, the third day.
The third day. What does that symbolize?
What does that symbolize?
Christ rose on what?
Christ rose on what?
The third day.
The third day.
Think about it for a moment.
Think about that for a moment.
They were alive. They were dead moments.
There are a lot of third day moments.
Not the band.
Not the band.
In the Bible.
But in the Bible.
I had noticed that more and more.
I have noticed that more and more.
Why? Because it all points back to Christ.
Why? Because it all points back to Christ.
Christ rose on the third day.
Christ rose on the third day.
To defeat death.
To defeat death.
To defeat hell.
To defeat hell.
And to defeat the grave.
And to defeat the grave.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is so powerful.
That is so powerful.
When I look at it.
When I look at it. Let's look at verse 5.
Abraham was so confident that he told his servant this.
Abraham was so confident in God, he told his servants, "The boy and I will travel a little farther. We will worship there, and then we will come right back."
Notice the word "we."
Notice the word "we."
"I will come right back."
He did not say, "I will come right back."
"I will worship the Lord."
"I will worship the Lord." He said, "We will come right back. We will worship the Lord." And he knew what the Lord told him. "Go sacrifice your boy." But he had the faith that God would deliver him. And guess what? He did.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That'll make you want to shout.
That'll make you want to shout.
Yes,
Isaac asked him in verse 7.
Father. Yes, my son.
Abraham replied. "We have the fire in the wood," the boy said. "But where is the sheep for the burnt offering?" I have to think, was Isaac catching on? Was he getting a little scared? I think he was.
"Okay, Dad."
"Okay, Dad." You're like 11, 12 years old. Oh, okay, Dad, you're like 112 years old. Are you getting senile or what? Abraham's faith did not waver one bit. Just look at his reply in verse 8. "And it astonishes me. God will provide a sheep for the burnt offering, my son, Abraham answered. And they both walked on together.
Now, by no means. Have I ever done this?
But I've never done this to this level, but I remember one day.
In January.
We had a bill due for the church. We didn't have the money. And we were driving into work. Pastor Amos and I. I was like, Pastor Amos? We have to have X amount of dollars. In the next 36 hours. Or we're in trouble. I'm like, God will provide. So we got here and checked the mail.
No check.
My heart sunk. The next morning. Went by. We checked the mail.
No check.
I'm like, okay, God. You got 4 hours?
Come on. Like now.
I was getting very depressed. So we came out here to eat lunch. I went back in my office. A donation had come in for the exact amount of what we needed. I don't want to make that sound like what Abraham had to face. Because by no means
was that equal.
However,
like Abraham did,
I have faith.
Because I know God will never let you and I down.
Because I know God will never let you and I down.
People will. Even churches will. They'll let you down all day long. Because we are all human.
Because we all make mistakes.
God will never let you down.
Abraham was actually prophesying about Jesus Christ, found in John 1:29. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of that world."
And then
Another reference is John 1:36. As Jesus walked by, John looked at him and declared, "Look, there is the Lamb of God." Abraham. He said, "Look, God will provide a lamb for our sacrifice." Now Jesus was that lamb for our sins. Amen. So now I want to ask you a question. With every head bowed, are you saved? Do you know him? Do you know if you were to die walking out that door? Maybe a car accident. Where would you go? Heaven? Or hell? It's really easy. All you have to do is accept Jesus Christ into your heart and ask him to be your Lord and Savior. And you will go to heaven. If that's you right now, I want you to raise your hand with no one looking around. And we rejoice right now. Because everyone here is saved. But if you're listening to this at a later date and you want to be saved, all you have to do is repeat this prayer. Dear Lord, I ask you to come into my heart. Forgive me of all my sins. Be my Lord and Savior. I believe you died for me and rose again 3 days later. I will serve you from this day forward. Thank you for being my Lord and Savior. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Now you are saved. Contact our office. And let us know you prayed that prayer. We want to help you. And we want to rejoice with you. Let's go ahead and pray and end our service.
I pray that we. following and worshiping God. Bless everyone here and listening.